HarperCollins and Harper Audio present The Last Confessions of Sylvia P., a novel by Lee Kravitz. Performed by Maggie Meg Reed, Carissa Vacker, and Terry Clark Linden. First stanza. The name. Every poem is a moment. It makes no promises. Boston Rhodes, Polaris. 1. Esty, 2019. The safe holdings room at the St. Ambrose auction house has no windows, two late 19th century oil paintings on the back wall, a small wooden table, and privacy, the most valuable item in the archive. As a master curator for the house, I introduce myself to Elton and JJ, the Dice Brothers. Elton, wearing a gray street jacket, blue jeans, and a t-shirt that reads, "Free beer, it's what's for breakfast," asks, "What's a master curator?" Think of my role as not merely that of a broker, but as a kind of archaeologist, a purveyor of restoration, a butler to history. Though my essential utility is that of a caretaker, performing one's calling with decorum and formality. Pellegrino? Yes, the water's free. They accept. My specialty is rare books, I say. And JJ says he wants to know about the most impressive object the auction house has ever sold. St. Ambrose has moved paintings, atlases, and sculptures, all impressive, all special. What I mean is, JJ says, what's the most you've ever sold an item for? I can tell that underneath his baggy pants, spotless white high tops, and Bruins jersey, JJ is toned, like a convicted felon is toned, like a bored junkyard flunky with a set of barbells is toned. Several years ago, a Gutenberg Bible in my care sold for $21 million. As I say this, the Dice Brothers share a kind of dazed, defenseless awe, and JJ asks, "Who buys a Bible for $21 million? As long as objects come up for auction, there will always be those willing to own them, no matter the cost. Collectors, investors, people for whom money is no object. Rather, it is the sellers who come from different places, different backgrounds, different means.
So I'm thinking we came to the right place then, Elton says. I mean, if it's good enough for Gutenberg.
Elton Dice used to own a bar on Dorchester Avenue. It went under after his divorce. His second, he says. Afterward, he joined up with his brother's business, buying and flipping houses, many of them dilapidated and in disrepair. The ones in foreclosure are often abandoned, meaning Elton and JJ are left raising rooms and hauling furniture to Denison consignment, or selling sofas and dining room sets on eBay. The house on Napoleon Street, an old Victorian, was empty when they purchased it through a probate sale. The Dice Brothers take turns telling me about the sagging old Victorian with the peeling paint, the drooping wraparound covered porch, the dripping radiators, the cracked ceiling plaster.
Anyway, when we get around to inspecting the attic, I find this, Elton says, nodding to JJ.
JJ reaches inside a duffel bag at his feet and lifts out a metal container. He places it on the table between all of us. For a master curator, is there anything more perfect than coming face to face with a closed box? For instance, a seller once showed me a shoebox containing a first edition copy of Victor Hugo's Cromwell. Within a safety deposit box, I found a well-preserved Book of Hours, bordered in illustrations of bright yellow lemons and caterpillars.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?